Hello there, Traxians and Patreons of all stripes. This is Eric, the web guy, here coming at you. I can't believe I did that a second time. I'm here today with Mary Jo Peel and Bridget Nelson to talk about Riff Trax, specifically the holiday. Specifically,
do you want to say that again? Why don't we stop?
I was just gonna roll with it. Yeah.
This is Clem Fandango. Can you hear me? Clem,
yes. Oh man, I love that show. Yeah, specifically the holiday traditions of the holiday specials from Bridget and Mary Jo. Ladies, take it away.
Hello.
Hi, guys. Thanks, Eric.
Thanks, Eric. Happy holidays.
Thanks. You too.
Eric, what did you call yourself? Eric the Web Man?
Eric the Web Guy?
Eric the Web Guy. Because MJ, don't we have a guy here, Eric the Bike Man?
Yeah, that was an old TV and radio commercial.
Eric the Bike Man.
Yeah.
I don't have any sort of theme or anything. So I have a lot of Viking heritage, you know, Scandinavian heritage, and my uncle always used to call me Eric the Red.
That's cute.
You know, my name is Eric with a K, and so, you know, I sort of transformed it over the years to Eric the Web, since that's what I do for a living. So
got it.
Web. I like that.
And I like to call you Earache.
Yes, I appreciate it.
As a forced play on a word. That I'm going to insist that you take Earache instead of okay.
I like
that. Sounds good. Next time, yeah.
Okay, so we're here. We're talking about our Christmas specials.
And we're going to take questions, I understand.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, goody. Okay, so how should we begin? Christmas is a tradition that began long ago. And now it's 2020 and we do Riff Trax Christmas specials. There's the history of Christmas. Okay.
In a nutshell. And Bridget, this is the fifth one we're doing, which is so crazy. I was just sort of doing a review of everything we've done around the holidays, and the current release and another one coming up will be our fifth Christmas.
Yes. Yes. And it, you know, we kind of, you know, the first couple of years, we like in our first one in 2015, we had just started doing Riff Trax together. And so basically those were shorts kind of lying around. And then the next one too. And then we kind of became the regular rotation. So we kind of were as involved in like finding Christmas actual features and stuff. So it's kind of fun. So this year we have a feature and a short being released.
Yep. And always love them.
Yep. Yep. Super fun. So I was just kind of thinking about it though, you know, Mary Jo, I don't think we've done any recipes since like our second annual Christmas special.
Oh gal, we'll have to get that in the hopper.
No, because I think it was like, I think I heard from a fan that they made one of your recipes.
The only recipe I kind of have is tater tot hot dish. Yep. So that does sound familiar that a fan or two tried it out.
That is pretty amazing because I know how much you really do enjoy cooking.
And as right, do yeah.
Hi. Oh my God. Ah. Anyway, well, I guess we're going to take some questions.
Should
we just do that?
Let's do.
Ironsides and Dragnet will not be presented tonight so that we may bring you the following special program.
There we go. See, now we're in the special question program.
Excellent.
What's so great about that is he says iron sides, which it was not called iron sides. No, it was right. Called iron side.
Right. Iron sides was a battleship.
Yes.
I think.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a very different show, I think.
Although Raymond Burr, man, he's battleship of a man.
Cool. So, speaking of recipes, we do have a question. That was Sarah Daniels wanting to know, what was your favorite movie/adult beverage pairing?
Oh,
well,
okay.
I'm afraid I have to recuse myself because I simply am not a drinker. I might have a glass of wine now and then or a beer now and then if I'm feeling crazy, but I'm afraid I cannot answer that. I apologize.
That's quite all right.
And now conversely, how long do I have for this answer? No. Okay. So I would say definitely Mike and I would watch It's a Wonderful Life with maybe Bailey's type of a thing. And we would probably watch Scrooge, the musical one with Albert Finney. And that would definitely be like with the Manhattans. And then we would probably watch, which we always watch at Christmas, which is called My Favorite Year, even though it wasn't a Christmas special, but we always watch it at Christmas. And we would for sure have martinis during that one. And the Christmas Story with the kids when they were little, of course, hot chocolate and stuff. And then Mike and I would probably spike ours. So that covers it, I think, pretty good.
Wow, that's a good overview. I want to have your sophisticated lifestyle.
Oh, Mary Jo, you know how it is over here.
Ellie from Eden Prairie wants to know, what is your favorite quintessentially Minnesotan thing and why?
Mary Jo, do you have something quick right off the top of your head on this?
I don't know if it's quintessentially Minnesotan, but I am one of those people who embraces winter. Like I will do, there's an outdoor, not an outdoor, but a sauna at a park nearby that I love to do. I will bike in the winter. I will snowshoe. I don't dig winter, but I give over to winter. That seems pretty Minnesotan to me.
Yes, it does. That you just embrace it. Now, once again, you said a word in the way that you're supposed to, which was sauna.
Did I sound pretentious? Because I hesitated. I wasn't sure.
No, because I think you're supposed to. Because if you are from here and you're Scandahoovian, you would say sauna.
Sauna.
Not sauna.
Sauna.
It's a sauna.
So how about you, Bridget? What's your...
Cool. I really love the meat raffle. I think that is unique to the Minnesotans. And we have one right here in our town. We can just literally walk to in 10 seconds. And I really enjoy that. We took Connor to one a couple years ago. He didn't believe us, and it was true. And I think he won some steaks and some sausage. And it, yeah,
brilliant.
It's the best. I love all the Minnesota.
Good one.
I'm sorry. No. I interrupted.
No, I interrupted you. I'm so excited that you nailed that.
That's fun. I like the Minnesota bars. My family owned bars. My family still own bars and just love that little tradition.
Mm-hmm.
I remember there's, isn't there like a Danish or a pastry sort of around Christmas time that is traditional that we received at one time? I'm trying to think of what that was called.
Yes, I sent you a Kringle from the Ojai Danish Bakery.
Oh yes.
Man.
Yes.
So that's something I don't know that I've seen in many places. So I don't know if that's more Midwestern than...
It's kind of Scandinavian, because I think that bakery's in Racine, Wisconsin. Mary Jo, what else is in Racine, Wisconsin?
The Johnson & Johnson headquarters.
Yes, indeed. We have a short coming out very soon that we'll be showcasing that. But yeah, that's
what you'll be discovering. Wisconsin. Yes.
But they're Kringles, Das Kringles.
Yeah. Oh, they were so good.
Yes. We just got a Kringle. A friend of mine in Texas sent us a Kringle. They kind of weren't on my radar, yeah. But oh my God, he sent one to my dad and me because I'm with my dad for the duration. And I was so surprised at my dad and I, it was like noon and my dad and I put another pot of coffee on and like ripped into it.
I know they're so good because you can eat them so fast. They're like, it's like a piece of pizza. Like it's like, what do you call it? Flatbread pizza where you just can eat like 9,000 pounds of it and doesn't seem like you are.
Until it does.
Oh, with that almond filling. Okay, yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Brian Porter wants to know, when we finally get the long overdue Bridget and MJ riff theme song, how should it go?
Oh, geez, I need preparation for that.
Doing it our way, and when it gets set, you know now. It'll be some sort of Laverne and Shirley ripoff, I'm sure.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'll come up with that because that's one that I'm caught off guard with because people come up with such great questions.
Mm-hmm. That is a good question.
It'll be mostly about how I'm pretty mm-hmm. and smart.
Sure.
I really want that front loaded at the beginning of the song.
What do you do when a girl is so pretty? What do you do when a girl is so hot? What do you do when you...
And then it will be all about me. And then at the very end, somebody will just voice in, and Bridget.
Rounds out the cast. Yeah. And I want it to be like, if it's our TV show, then I'm just like walking down the steps and maybe I throw an apple in the air and bite it. And then it says, with Bridget Nelson.
Hey, that's nice. I like that imagery.
Yeah, yeah. I've had that thought out for 100 years. I'll be willing to sidekick you on that.
Hey, good work. All right. Okay.
Can we do, I love it when, you know, introducing Bridget Nelson. I love when they do the introducing. And it's someone that's actually relatively well known already.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Introducing, I think they do like introducing Audrey Hepburn, Natalie Wood, when she's little.
Yeah, and I wonder what the contractual obligation or the Writers Guild rules are about that, or you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what the rules are around that, how you have to be identified
when you get introduced, if you have to be a certain age. I don't think they introduce old people when they're finally in a movie.
Right.
Introducing Gladys Knutson.
Hi.
Okay, here's a food related question. Jordan Jensen wants to know, this should settle it all, popcorn balls or pickle pinwheels?
Pickle pinwheels.
I don't know that I've ever had either.
Are those the one with cream cheese?
Mm, yum. Yeah.
I'm in between the savory and the sweet, but I'm going to go with the pickled pinwheels. Isn't there another name for them also?
Pickled roll-ups.
Yeah, but I'm going to go with pickled roll-ups. Yeah. Pickled pinwheels.
Because popcorn balls, they get stuck in your teeth. And then you have to like have your, you know.
They're too much work. Like why? Popcorn is fine in a bowl. Why did you have to roll it in a ball?
Yes, exactly. Like maybe the Indians had it like that originally when they invented it. They brought popcorn balls to the first Thanksgiving.
Their Christmas. Yes, exactly. All right.
They were scalded like the, what do you call it, on the Arrested Development, like the corn home holer. They were all scalded by making
it. Damn it. Yes, totally.
Wow. How about, let's see. Okay. Eric Wilmot would like to know, what female comedians have had the most influence on you?
Bridget, you want to?
Joan Rivers. I loved her so much. I just knew her when I was young. My mom would say, Bridget, come down here. Joan Rivers is hosting The Tonight Show. Like, I could not have to do my homework if Joan Rivers was on something. Oh, so I really did love her. And I loved Elaine Boozler.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Totally. Mm-hmm. I'm going to offer up Carol Burnett. I was fascinated with the Carol Burnett show. Elaine May kind of blew my mind. I remember seeing Toadie Fields on some afternoon talk show or several, Mike Douglas. And that was so wild to me because she was so big and brassy and just putting it out there. And Phyllis Diller and Joan Rivers, like coming up with all those. And for female comedian and funny show like Mary Tyler Moore. Like, totally. I love that show. Such a great show. The writing is great. And she is a wonderful comic actress.
Yes. Yes. I would say Mary Tyler Moore too, because what was so great about her is she wasn't entirely likable. She was it was very Minnesotan in her passive aggressive. Mostly she was annoyed with the world, but she always put on a happy face.
Right.
But she herself was not particularly cheery. She just did the right thing all the time.
Yeah, and accommodating, very accommodating, and coming at things sideways, like with Mr. Grant and all the other people that she encountered.
Yes, yes. I always wanted to meet the writer named Jay Sandrich on that, which, of course, I thought was sandwich for, you know, always. Jay Sandrich.
Sandwich is my married name. No, let's see. Susie Eberhardt wants to know, what part of your childhood holidays don't you miss?
Oh, Susie, why did you bring it up? What are my childhood holidays? You know what? I kind of hated the one grandma coming over because she the worst gifts. One time, I'm not kidding, we got left foot slippers because she would get stuff at like those discount stores. I think it was called Gopher Lumber and Supply, and it was just like junk that was there. And they were slippers that were just all left feet.
Oh, no.
So, no, that grandma gave the worst gifts, and you just kind of wanted to just say, just forget it. Everything smelled like her house, and it was so gross. So I don't miss that at all. I don't miss her crappy gifts.
Bridget, my mouth is hanging open. That is so beautiful, awful, hilarious.
Yeah, and then you're carrying them in, and everything's wrapped, and you're like, it's all crap. None of this is going to be good.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So they're just...
Oh, God. I think for me, it's honestly, for years and years and years, I always thought I was going to get a pony for Christmas. No lie. And every year, of course, I didn't get a pony for Christmas. So,
oh, Mary Jo, I have not dropped your gift off yet.
Oh, so maybe it's that that childlike expectation or fantasy that something's going to happen.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that feeling, yeah, that little letdown, it's nice to get over the letdown when you get older.
Yeah. Yeah, the releasing of the expectation and enjoy it for what it is.
Yeah, yeah. Susie, you brought up wounds, but it's okay.
We're dealing.
We are. What's next?
I love that that's such a universal thing because I too had a grandma who just, I didn't really see her very often because we lived, you know, about an hour away from where she was. And yeah, she would just, the thought counted, of course, but it's, you know, I can only use so many garage sale Matchbox cars.
Yes, yes. Just forget it. Just skip it. Yeah. It would be fine.
Right, exactly. Skip it.
Yeah. The other thing that happens all the time is my mom won't give us money, and she'll always go, or to the kids, oh, I wish it could be more. And my mom's the type where we all just go, yeah, me too. Oh, you kids. So like everyone gives her such a hard time. Like, yeah.
Mike Ensing wants to know that you did such a great job riffing on the teenagers movies. Which actors do you think look older, the ones from those flicks or the ones portraying the high school students in Grease?
I think the high school students in Grease are older.
Yeah, I was going to say Grease too. There's something about their just not just their physical appearance, but their demeanor that reads a little bit more worldly or older.
Did you mean Grease 2 with Matt Lattanzi? And
I've never seen it. I know I'm wrecking my Grease cred, but I've never seen Grease 2
with Matt Lattanzi and Michelle Pfeiffer, which is the name of an excellent beer from Minnesota, Pfeiffer. Yeah. No, but I agree with you, Mary Jo, that they're just more sophisticated. And I think Stockard Channing was like 33 years old.
Yeah, and she really reads that sort of worldliness, sophisticated, hard knock kind of way that only comes with time.
Yep, yep. And I think the teenagers, I think they were older too, but I think they were still in their 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one specifically for Mary Jo. Mark Wincoop wants to know, Mary Jo, I understand your father was the mayor of Circle Pines. In the spirit of the holiday season, my question is, what exactly is bulk pickup?
Bulk pickup is when you might not, this predated recycling, and bulk pickup is when you had stuff in the house that wouldn't go into your trash, say like an old appliance or ripped up carpet. That's bulk pickup. And, I asked my father what his proudest or notable accomplishment of being mayor of Circle Pines, Minnesota in 1962 was. And he said, bulk pickup. And I just loved that so much. Like can you imagine? I know it sounds laughable and earnest in this day and age, but I can't imagine that kind of red tape with people's minds being blown. Like, why? We can't just like leave them on the curb for them to just go away or somebody pick them up. So
yeah, or try and ditch them at the behind the grocery store by their dumpster and stuff like that.
Exactly,
that takes a lot. That's awesome.
Yeah. So it's, I just love that.
That's amazing. I love that it's a very specific term too, bulk pickup.
Yeah, Eric, you just nailed it. Like the specificity, and he immediately, it immediately came to him what his favorite accomplishment was.
I love that.
And I think that that kind of goes to the thing that like for all of us, some of the biggest successes in our lives or things we've overcome really are things that don't matter very much or don't seem like much, but they've made a difference in somebody's life. Like that's cool.
Yeah.
Bulk pickup can very be a Christmas theme in every home.
Well, that actually brings me to another really good question. Christina Fisher wants to know, have you ever accidentally learned something useful from one of the vintage shorts that you've riffed?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, that is a great question.
Here is the thing that I enjoy about them. I don't know if I've learned it, but I really do enjoy the value of families in the older ones, that there really was this premium on spending time with your family, and we would make fun of it, but it's kind of sweet that your family would deserve your good manners, that your family would deserve your time. So I don't know, the way they did it was always so kind of a little bit creepy. Like that was more like rules and how you're going to do it. But I always like the idea that that is just as important as any public activity that you would do would be stuff that goes in your home. Even the cleaning stuff, like that would be a place where, you know, I mean, they're no different than just commercials now. It's just a different style that people want to create lovely places for people to.
Interesting.
The backdrop of their lives.
Right. Right. Yeah, and that's another one that I'll have to circle back to because I know it'll come to me tonight, like, oh, yeah.
You can sign back in and just say it out to the nations.
Yeah, I'll send a tag to Eric. It'll be that last outro.
There you go.
I kind of did learn how to do a turkey through Let's Talk Turkey. I really honestly did. Learned the pieces of the turkey and stuff.
That is a really good point. Mm-hmm. And I had been struggling with buffets for so long.
Oh, gosh. No
so
kidding.
I did learn how to let a strange woman into my house to shame me about how I laid out the food for my guests.
And coming up, you're going to all learn about how important wax is to your home life. So
yeah,
stay tuned for that.
Spoiler alert.
And I know for sure that we actually had someone learn the Heimlich maneuver from our short Choking to Save a Life.
Wow. Excellent.
Yeah, and they actually were able to, I think, use it on someone. They had just seen the short, and I think their son or a child was choking, and they used the knowledge they learned from the short to literally save
Oh my gosh.
Life.
Oh, that's amazing. So, that's crazy.
That is so amazing. Cool. And now the kid talks like Kevin all the time. That's the weird thing. His voice sounds like Kevin.
Let's see. How many more would you like to do?
Jeepers. There's more that I'm astounded anyone wants to ask me anything.
Yeah. Two? I don't know. Two?
Yeah. Okay. Here's a good one.
24, 36, 24. Okay, fine. Everyone wants to know.
That is true.
24, 36. Is that what you said? So you're shaped,
oh my
you're
shaped like you got me again.
An inverted hourglass. Excellent.
Very true. You know my problem with numbers.
I know. And I say it lovingly.
36, 20. What did I say?
I observe it lovingly.
I ate a lot of those Kringles.
24, 36.
Wait, my, oh, there. I'm sorry, I dropped my, I'm having trouble. Okay, I'm back.
Okay, question.
Here's a really sweet one from Daniel. Dear Lord, my hands hurt, Sullivan. His daughter wants to know, what do you say to people that say women aren't funny? It makes me so mad.
I don't say anything because I am not justifying that weird, bizarre idea by saying anything. I don't know how you win that argument. I just do the work. I'm just going to do the work. Or, you know, yep. Bridget, I'd love to know what you had to say about that.
I say, you can't handle the truth. You want me telling that joke. You need me telling that joke. That's what I would say.
But I really appreciate that question, and good for you. You know, there's just too much evidence out there that denies that. And yes. It's like, yeah, just say the earth is flat, whatever.
Yeah. This is just not true.
Not worth it.
Yep.
So for the last question, we kind of have two that were of a similar vein. Dave Gold and Allison Yerges both kind of want to know something similar. Dave Gold wants to know, what is it about each other's comedy style that gets you laughing? And Allison wants to know that you two have spent so many years making us all laugh, but what makes you two laugh in general?
Mary Jo just makes me laugh because she's delighted by many things. And so just kind of her demeanor makes me laugh, but nobody can just make me laugh more than when Mary Jo is incredulous about someone else's behavior. She'll just text me sometimes and like, okay, so a lady in the post office, she just walks right in front of me, and I can just picture Mary Jo being incredulous, and it just makes me laugh. Mary Jo's take on everyday annoying people makes me laugh.
Aw, you.
And your laugh makes me laugh.
And maybe the last one I tweeted was I refuse to acknowledge, or whatever it was, older women with really long hair wearing tiny pony clips. I think it's the last thing I tweeted you about observing the world around me.
They're too old for that.
And your hair is too long. And what is the point of one of those baby pony clips if you have that much hair?
Exactly.
So I can, as Bridget knows, I can split hairs a lot, so to speak. I think with Bridget, it's the unexpected. She will just say something out of the blue and identify something to the quick. And I appreciate that kind of candor. And when she nails it, it just makes me laugh because I feel like I equivocate a lot because I sort through my thought process. Bridget is very immediate and spontaneous. And that makes me laugh. And your mom, the way you do your mom. Always.
My mom, Dar Jones. Yeah, she's kind of a combination of many comic characters in the world. Think a Minnesotan Lucille Bluth, and you've got my mom.
Totally. That's a great way to put it. Yes.
Yep. Oh, that's funny.
Good question. Thank you.
Yeah, that was a really fun question.
Yeah, thank you for...
I mean, I don't like Mary Jo, but I think she's
funny. Women yeah, aren't funny. Right.
Ponyless Peel.
Pony Joe Peel.
So can I just tell a really quick thing? Who was that comedian, Mary Jo? Speaking of dyslexia and reading problems, there was an MC that we knew that he was a funny guy, but he did have a hard time doing, he kind of did like the John Travolta thing, like the wickedly talented, blah, blah, and he got names wrong all the time. And what did he introduce you as?
Oh, well, there is and was another comedian by the name of Fancy Ray McCloney locally.
Yeah.
And both Fancy Ray and I were on the same bill at some open stage, and the MC got really rattled and did his larded up introduction. And then he said, "So please welcome Fancy Joe Peel." And Ray and I looked at each other like, should I go out or should you go out?
Oh my gosh. That's right. And then the other person called you Happy Joe Peel.
Yeah. Who called me Happy Joe?
I can't remember him, but he was very sweet, but he just was one of those people that read words that weren't there. And I can sympathize with him, but Happy Joe Peel, which is, you know, he saw the word Mary, happy, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. Well, Earache, it was really fun.
Thanks, Earache.
You're welcome. No, thank you for taking the time, as always, and on this blustery Monday. And yeah, we'll have to do it again soon.
Oh, it's always so fun. Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Bridget. See ya.
Bye.
Fare thee well.